down in my brother's Ford. Could pick you up, we could go for a drive.
Debuteerde ze met de fijne EP Dogs Fighting in My Dream. Een plaatje uit ons jaaroverzicht. En nu is er een nieuwe single, deze Ford. En dit is er eentje van de zomeroogst. Het arty noise pop trio Wombo bracht in juli zijn derde plaat uit. En ook diezelfde maand met dit singeltje Radio Scorpio's A-lijst in Below the House van Wombo. Now you are touching glass in me like wine. Never listen too long, I'd be lost all the time. Something's about it.
Thank you.
Society. Vorige week mochten ze nog de feestelijkheden openen op het SMG Music Festival. Ze kwamen op de kermis van Saar Mezier Guillaume, een klein dorpje in de buurt van Louvain-la-Neuve, hun debuut Tired of Liberty voorstellen. En dat kwam uit op het Speedy Wonderground label. Deze zomer verscheen Hellfire, de derde plaat van Black Midi. Een even straf werkstuk al als debuut Schlagenheim. Zullen ze wellicht nooit meer maken, maar op de nieuwe plaat doen ze tenminste volop waar ze goed in zijn. Scheve, chaotische noise rock laten klinken als catchy, opwindende hits. Hier is Sugar 2 van Black Midi.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the sporting event of the year? To the thousands in attendance and to the millions watching around the world, let's see some thunder!
Posterity will show me to be the greatest the world has ever seen. A genius among non-entities. The front of the crowd, some sugar came over. Some sugar came over and shook my hand. He turned away and I shot him in the back. Some sugar came over and shook my fucking hand. He turned away and I might shot him in the back. My son's raised his arms. Ground champ while sugar bled on. No doctor on the scene. The audience won. Eventually found the sinister alive. Spent reading the letters of a million wives. Some sugar came. Wouldn't be shit without me. The youngest executioner in tabloid memory.
trip van Horse Lords. Het experimentele viertal uit Baltimore laat zich aan krautrock, complexe ritmes en geflipte microtonale uitspattingen. Dit nummer zal op hun nieuwe plaats staan. Comedy Object, zo heet het. Novgorod is de band rond El Junque gitarist Giel Kromphout. Midden oktober verschijnt hun nieuwe plaat, opvolger van het uitstekende Roald uit 2019. En binnenkort komen ze die in deze studio voorstellen. En een eerste nummer kunnen we nu al laten horen. Gum van Novgorod.
Came up perfect. crushing shells, no sense of time.
Echo's doet wat het belooft en blijft lekker nazinderen in onze gedachten. Opnieuw een bewijs dat we het Limburgse tje in het oog moeten houden, want hun debuutsingle Cool Kids Bar was ook al heel cool. De eerste uitzending na de zomer en we mogen al direct kaartjes weggeven. Op 26 september komt de Ierse postpunk dichter Sinéad O'Brien naar de Antwerpse Trix. Wil je daarbij zijn, mail dan naar signaalruis@radioscorpio.be. Dus signaalruis in één woord, @radioscorpio.be. Als je Sinéad O'Brien haar gortdroge observaties wil horen voordragen in de Trix. Vlak voor de zomer bracht ze haar nieuwe plaat Time Bend en Break the Power uit. Dit komt eruit, End of Days van Sinéad O'Brien.
Where great appetites come to feast, where woman and beast make peacefully in sacrifice, no flesh is wasted, nor rest for the young who sinfully free are forced to work, and no place for old men but home, a child has come to be born. Where the wanderer comes to seek, where we must know ourselves in falsehood and in truth, and minds come finally to cease, where the rotted fruits have passed, dark hills on promised land. A child is born, consumes itself away into decay and to decay, where strangers at the end of days come to meet an honest fate. Where home, green glows the sky in jealous promise and tempered artifice. Green the grasses who sacrifice their flowers at first gust. Gentle tides, children come and go to count the hours. Aged things grow young beneath skin and outgrown glens. Bowed heads see futures in points of the needle. The demon with two heads does not know it from itself. Consumes itself away into decay and to decay. Where great appetites come to feast, a purge of mutant fishes rots upon the surface. Where the wanderer comes to rest, where lonely strangers come to beach at the end of days. Everything possible is building, building, building. A vision of Antua from the bed comes a singing army from the head of the ragged cliffs. Where I can see America and everything is possible at Moher. Or seems like possibility because the crest of a wave untouched is then unmade. From across the beach of mist and stony desert vision, the beautiful things ascend and descend in heart-bending rhythms. The phantom islet shows and my heart is breaking open. The unit will be unified again and everything possible is building. A child is born with discarded wishes on her skin. A deity, we must know what this means. And from the sea, a boiling wave would clean the demon's face. If that is what it be, the child, a beast. It walks and it talks and it bleeds for us. These times are streaked with the blood of children. The unit will be unified again when everything possible is building. Where the wanderer comes to seeps, where lonely strangers at the end of days come to meet their fate, and minds come finally to a seat.
hun debuut-EP Gender Studies vorig jaar keert Mail terug met een nieuwe single Board of Men. Die kwam uit bij Tool Collective, net als het debuut van het zo net gespeelde Grave Goods. Mailen kan nog altijd voor de vrijkaart voor Sinead O'Brien in Tricks. Als ik me niet vergis, hebben we nog eentje over. En de komende weken doen we nog meer wedstrijden, onder meer voor Black Midi, The Lounge Society en Girls in Synthesis. Girls in Synthesis komt op tournee met een nieuwe plaats in tweede. En dit is al een van de nummers eruit. Watch with Mother van Girls in Synthesis.
excited. Still needs improvement. But that was perfect. Dirty forward. Back washed. No one looks cool around a wasp. My shoes get in a strub. I give dirty looks to people reading books to. Say they don't watch cartoons.
Band. Afgelopen zomer zagen we de Ieren nog een weergaloze show spelen op AFF in Genk. En in november zijn ze een van de curatoren van Sonic City. En binnen 3 weken brengen ze Most Normal uit. En dit was de tweede single daaruit. We gaan eruit met Torpedo. Vorige week verscheen hun tweede plaat Orfeo Nebula. En daarop brengen deze Zwitsers noise rock, maar dan van de epische soort. En aangekleed met monotoon parlando. Dit is Hel van Torpedo. Veel plezier met Sterrenplaten zo meteen. Ze hebben een interview met White Boy Scream. En wij zijn er weer volgende week.
As I was walking around the fire of hell, the ancient tradition that the world would be consuming fire at the end of 6,000 years is true, as I heard from him. For the cherub with the flaming sword is hereby commanded to leave his god at the tree of life. And when he does, the whole creation will be consumed and appear infinite and holy, whereas it now appears finished and corrupt. Rendra rolls and shakes its fire. The star threw down their spears, and water ended with their tears. Did his smile as well to see that the forest must separate from the beast? This man forgot that all is designed in the human breast. Full on them, let us
between Saturn and the fixing starlight.
Tomorrow everything will have disappeared into the
living in our significant maison.
Bright love and sun. This belief will be so loose, so we can bite on the horizon. Like a dream, pale, nearly invisible. It could easily be a void by a fragile consciousness.
Dans la nuit, l'horreur et le blasphème.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. This is Paris, the city of light, the city of music, the most beautiful city in the world. Paris is the Mecca for everyone interested in art, culture, and beauty. The charm of this most wonderful of Europe's great capitals has been captured in a radio program presented for your enjoyment every Friday at 7 p.m. over most of these same Mutual Darnley stations. Maurice Chevalier, perennial favorite and toast of the continent for his distinctive singing, is the star of this Paris. His guests are other leading French musicians, singers, and instrumentalists, leaders in the world of women's fashion, design, and style trends. This is Paris, sparkles with the spirit of the gay city, here at Friday at 7 on your Mutual Darnley station. And now, The Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Monkey Woman. Mrs. Teresa Kimball was that aged, wealthy eccentric to whom the press always referred to as the Monkey Woman. Her mansion stood in the woodlands within earshot of the Lotus Park Zoological Gardens, and she acquired her weird title by her extreme and fanatical devotion to the monkey tribe in all its shapes and sizes. This obsession brought her only pleasure until one windy night in late April. She and her companion of years standing, Miss Lottie, were closing the drapes against a sudden chill.
After 7, you know. She's late for dinner.
Now then, Lottie, the girl's barely 20. Have a little patience, won't you?
Patience, indeed. I've little or no patience with her, and I won't pretend I have. Frankly, I think it's downright nonsense, you having a French war orphan living in the house this way.
Do you, Lottie?
I do, indeed. You know nothing in the world about her background, and from my observations, it's none too desirable.
Oh, don't be a fool.
I don't like her ideas, I tell you. She's got a head stuffed with nonsense.
She's a young girl who enjoys life a little. Personally, I like it. I'd scarcely want another gloomy face around the house.
If you're referring to me, Miss Teresa, I'll have you know that I'm proud of being a respectable woman with some sense of...
And listen to them out there. Just listen.
I can hear them well enough. Only too well. They've been carrying on that way for the past hour. If you ask me, it's an outrage to have that zoo so close to a civilized town.
Oh, really, Lotte, you're a trifle ridiculous. You don't like Colette and you resent the animals.
I'm too sensible a person to waste affection on...
Oh, you're too much of an old maid to tolerate any creature with any vestige of life in it.
Stuff and nonsense.
If you listen very closely, you can hear my friends chattering to each other.
Where my nerves are shred. The monkeys are the worst of the lot.
Oh, how can you? Really, how can you, Lottie? When you look at them so little and cunning.
Little and cunning? Ye gods, I've seen some over there as tall as a man with faces meaner than steel.
Oh, how silly you are. The big ones are like the little ones. They're just overgrown babies.
What's that?
It's just someone at the door, Lotte. Probably Colette.
Who's there?
Mrs. Kimberlin, please.
Well, who is it, Lotte?
It's a man.
Well, sir, give him his tin. Show him in.
Evening, Mrs. Kimberlin, ma'am.
Oh, it's you. Well, this is a real pleasure. Lotte, this is Mr. Palmerston. He's the head keeper in the Lotus Zoo's monkey house.
How do you do?
I do well enough. But I wish you'd do better and keep that menagerie of yours from yowling its head off.
They are a little noisy this evening. But I'm afraid they have a good reason for it, Miss Lottie.
What do you mean?
There's no need for getting panicky. You can rely on the park guards. They'll retake him in no time.
Retake who?
The mammoth conga ape we got last winter. The old man of Kalamondo. He escaped about an hour ago while we were cleaning his cage. Crushed one of the guards pretty badly. There's doubt that he lived.
Well, whatever did you people do to upset him?
Upset him?
He's one of the very nicest monkeys I've ever known.
Now, look, ma'am. We didn't do nothing to upset him. I've been around monkeys all my life. And if you ask me, he's the most dangerous ape that ever swung from a tree.
Oh, Mr. Palmerston, how silly you sound.
Maybe I sound silly, but I'll tell you this. You both better keep indoors and see to it your doors are locked until that beast is back in captivity.
Well, I appreciate your concern, Mr. Palmerston, but I'm the last person on earth to be afraid of monkeys. Perhaps you don't know it, sir, but I have a will there in my desk made out in favor of the monkeys of the world.
It's true, absolutely true. Can you imagine such a thing?
Stay stiff is all I can say. Well, I've got to be on my way. My work's cut out for me this night. I suggest you contact the administration office if you need help in a hurry.
Oh, I don't think we will, Mr. Palmerston.
Don't be too sure, Mrs. Kimball.
Oh, my heavens. Now we're in for it for certain. We'll be killed, you know. All of us. All of us.
What are you doing with that house phone, Lassie?
I'm calling the gardener's cottage.
For what?
I'm going to get Manders to come in and protect her.
Put it down. Put it down at once.
But
Manders is the gardener, and he will remain in the gardener's cottage where he belongs. He's not allowed in the main house. I've given him strict instructions.
Chase,
you heard me. Colette doesn't like the man. I don't know why, but I do not wish the poor girl to be upset. She's had a hard enough life.
She'll have a harder life if the old man of Talamondo walked. What's that?
Quiet.
Who's there? What was that? Who is it?
It is me, Mrs. Kimball.
Oh, Colette.
I let myself in the front door.
What's that noise?
Well, it was a chair in the dark. I stumbled over it.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing. Nothing at all, my dear. You're a little late, aren't you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was shopping. There were so many pretty things I could not leave. Did Miss Lane phone me?
No.
She said she was coming over this evening to talk to me about a job. She would call if she could not make it.
Well, then she's coming. There was no phone call for Miss Margot Lane, was there, Lottie?
None I know of.
Well, then you'd better hurry upstairs and change, hadn't you?
Oh, I would like to, but I'm afraid the dinner will spoil.
You just hurry along. We'll wait.
You are so kind to me, Mr. Skimble.
Oh, nonsense. Just get a move on. I was so afraid you were going to tell her about the escape, Lottie.
And why shouldn't I have?
Because she's young and imaginative. Might expect her, Lottie. She doesn't understand monkeys the way I do.
Remembers I was coming over. I hate to drop in unexpectedly.
What on earth is that?
Oh, just the zoo is there beyond that fringe of trees.
Oh.
As I was saying, Mrs. Kimball's been awfully nice to the girl, but I think she'll be better off with a job and a little independence.
Yes, most people are, I've discovered. Oh. Where's the doorbell?
No doorbell. Just a knocker.
Oh, I see.
Well, use it.
We won't have to.
Why not?
Don't you hear? Somebody's coming to the door.
Somebody's running to the door.
Yes, what's going on? And
hey! Why don't you look where you're going?
I was looking, but I didn't expect a flying tackle. Who are you anyway?
Excuse me, will you?
Wait a minute. What's the rush? I asked you a question.
Yes, who are you?
What's it to you?
This young lady happens to be a friend of the family.
Well, so do I.
Funny, I'd think you somehow for a second story, man. Maybe I'm a very good judge of character. You come with us.
All right, friend. I'm busy. Wait.
That's the strength of an animal, that guy.
You suppose he's robbed the house?
Come on, we'll see.
Oh,
called back. Mrs. Kimball, what happened to her?
I'll tell you what happened to her.
Please, Lockhart.
That great beast got in and strangled the life out of her.
Beast? What sort of beast?
An ape broke loose from that accursed zoo a little over an hour ago. He's prowling the countryside. He broke in and murdered her.
I'm not so sure he did.
For the love of heaven, Teresa, here she lies at our feet.
That doesn't prove the ape killed her.
We heard the sounds from below.
Not very clearly, Lockhart. Besides, those sounds could be imitated.
By whom?
By a man. In my experience, that the human animal is a good deal more cruel than the lower order, Miss Cranston.
A man would have to be pretty powerful to do a job like this.
I agree completely. Manders.
What?
Manders the gardener. He could have done it. He's as strong as any beast I've ever encountered.
But he wasn't even in the house.
Just a moment. This Manders, Mrs. Kimball. See a chap with sandy hair and a jagged scar across his forehead?
Yes, that's right.
Then he was in the house.
What? We crossed his path as we came in.
But I distinctly had bitten him entering.
Well, maybe that's the reason he was leaving in such a hurry.
But he didn't have a much sounder reason.
At all events, the matter's quickly settled.
Where are you going?
To the library to phone the gardener's cottage and demand that young Mr. Manders put in an immediate appearance. Hello? Hello? He hears that ringing out there. He couldn't miss it. Hello? Hello? Probably can't work up the courage to answer. Very well, I'll go down and lead him back by the nose. Well.